Welcome to the Talk to Talk Club podcast, where I talk about anything and everything. As we move on from 2023 into 2024, there's been something plaguing America worse than any natural disaster or virus outbreak, and it's called I Don't Want to Work Syndrome. And it's been 2 years since COVID, and the only thing we've gained are a loss of people in the workplace. And I know a couple people waiting around for COVID 2.0 like it's a movie sequel. And they say things like, I can't wait to see it again, and I hope it's better than the first one. These are the same people that would use any excuse not to work, then complain when they get evicted. Next thing you know it, they're having sex with illegal construction workers, then coming home every night with a pocket full of pesos and a face covered in guacamole. See, my problem isn't whether people choose to work or not, is when people come to work and choose not to. They show up at work expecting you to do their job for them. And I guarantee you, these are the same kind of people who wouldn't know how to escape a first-story building with all the windows open. And I don't like to lump all lazy workers together because they come in different categories. You have the magician workers who seem to disappear whenever it's time to lift or clean anything. You also have the disabled workers, but they're not disabled mentally or physically, but emotionally. Whenever it's time to take out the trash, they can't do it because their emotional handicap is stopping them from doing physical labor. And they always seem to be going through something when it's time to work. Then you have the workers who think they're too good for the job they can't even do right. These are the same people who would see a door that says push and keep pulling it and wonder why it isn't opening. Thank God stupidity isn't contagious. But the real people suffering are the ones who have to work with them. See, everybody thinks people rather work from home because it's convenient. And yes, that's the case for some, but for the rest of us, we just don't want to deal with idiotic coworkers. And companies are so desperate nowadays, they will hire anybody with a pulse. Meaning, as long as you're not a corpse, you can get the job. Like, don't be surprised if you see a mechanic with no arms working on your car. By the time you get your car back, you won't even have an engine, just a picture of it when you lift up your hood. Listen, I'm all about equal rights opportunities, but that person still has to be capable of doing the job they're applying for. Let's be honest. Would you let a blind brain surgeon operate on you? Hell no. You'd take your chances with brain cancer before you would ever let them get near you. So why are we letting people who clearly don't want to do the job or can't do the job inside the workplace? Yes, they have a pulse, so we know they're not a corpse, but they're already dead on the inside, so they might as well be. But the question that needs to be answered is how do we bounce back from this mess? First, people have to realize COVID is like the virginity. It isn't coming back. Secondly, if you don't want to work, at least pretend and simply do your job. Thirdly, employers need to realize one bad employee can make the good ones leave. Fourthly, pay people better. Employees work harder for you when they feel like they're being rightfully compensated. This isn't rocket science. But most importantly, if you like what you heard today, share it with somebody in hopes they will like it too. If you can't tell, I'm losing my voice, so as always, like, subscribe, leave comments on new topics you want me to cover. Once again, it's the Talk to Talk Club podcast, and I'll see you next time.